This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com getting a chance to speak today with new Mercer County High School principal Joel Zeiser. Took over officially on July 1st, getting set for the first day of school in the Mercer County School District with students. That's coming up on Thursday, August the 14th. So, Mr. Zeiser, how have things been going so far in the Mercer County School District for you, sir?
It was a quick month, to be honest with you. And just, it's been great. Mercer County staff and the faculty people that are working over the summer, they haven't let me down by any means in meeting my expectations or the expectations that I had going into the job between the custodians and Mrs. Dornan Mrs. Cooper also, what they left for us to have to work on here in July. They did a lot of tremendous legwork when it came to getting things ready for this coming school year. So, it's just kind of tying up loose ends, having a couple student meetings to kind of talk about expectations and some behavior plans. But for the most part, it's been a quick month.
So for you, how has it felt getting integrated into the school district? You spoke when you first got the job and we talked with you being excited about joining the Mercer County School District. So just the process of, getting going. How has that been, getting to know, fellow staff, board, superintendent, just kind of the process for you getting integrated with the school district as you get ready to start the school year officially here in the next week or so?
I have nothing but good things to say, to be honest with you, between the attitudes and the efforts that I've seen in the staff members, between our secretaries have been great, with Mr. Snyder and Mrs. Murphy. They've been doing a great job in helping me understand the processes and procedures that we have there and the inner workings of the building itself. And overall, Mr. Forker has been supportive. He's got other things to worry about. And so it's been great to be able to help manage what we can manage here at the high school building itself. And so, nothing's to let me down, and I'm looking forward to the start of school next week and getting rock and rolling and seeing what the Golden Eagles have going forward.
So, speaking about the start of the school year, anything you're excited about getting started in terms of maybe things students can expect or, family members of kids in the district or specifically the high school can expect, with you taking over as principal?
I'm still going to stick to the whole deal when it comes to, this first year or so. It's going to be more so just kind of observe and see what's going on. And if there's any kind of improvements, it's going to be more of a slow approach and seeing. Because I feel like I said, there's a lot of great things going on. I know I had a meeting yesterday with the beginnings of dealing with building a better math curriculum, because math curriculum is going to be one of our focuses this year and moving forward to make sure that it's a school district approach and trying to see where the high school fits into that. But other than that, it's like I said, it's been great. Coming into a school that has a great finance program with Mr. Ruggles and then with the art club that Miss Geidinger, I believe is her name, has done, and all the stuff that they do, the events that they do in those fine art programs has been awesome to either learn about and or continue to appreciate.
So, your career trajectory personally to get to become a high school principal for the first time, what does that mean for you getting to do this here at Mercer County?
I count my blessings for sure. It's one of those deals where I know as you see in high school where you see yourself, you're going to fit in the world and or what you want to get out of life. You want to, my whole goal is to impact people positively and building positive relationships and making sure that that's going to continue to progress in a as much fun as possible type of way. In regards to becoming a principal, I go back to it's a dream job for me to be at this role, this position that I overseeing of the school curriculum and the inner workings of Mercer County High School. It's one of those things I've dreamt of doing, and so I'm hoping people see that not just in the way I talk, but also in my actions, because I go back to the old adage that actions speak louder than words.
So outside of the school district, just talking about, the community that makes up the Mercer County School District, I've seen you at a few events around. We both were a part of the rhubarb run last month.
What? I was going to bring that up and saying that I don't know if you and I were racing, but my waddle / run did beat you walk.
I
am 1-0 versus you at least in regards to our speedness on the 5K at the rhubarb run. I thought that was a great event. And then after that, I was able to go there and watch the jazz band play there at the pavilion and with Mr. Ruggles' program. So, yeah, the Rhubarb Fest itself was a great interaction. FFA was selling pies. I believe they sold out. And it's just one of those deals that if people saw and keep seeing what Mercer County provides, it's going to keep on bringing people to want to live here and have their students learn here at the Mercer County School District.
And then just last thing, you know, you kind of enter the school district at an interesting time with contract talks going on with the union that represents the teachers in the district and then with the school district itself, with the superintendent and the board. So just as you've kind of watched that process unfold, it started before you got here, you know, you kind of been a part of it, I guess, now for a month or so. Just kind of maybe reaction or just thoughts on this process that is ongoing. I know a lot of the times people on both sides say, you know, it's good for stuff like this to happen. You know, you want teachers to be compensated well. You want the district, though, to look out for, you know, its needs, too. So I guess just for your perspective as the high school principal, just kind of reaction to the contract negotiations that have been ongoing and continue to transpire here into August.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much I really need to interject too much. I just know that the people involved on both sides, all sides, have had the students' best interest in mind, and they both have great people working for their entities. And going forward, you know, I feel like eventually there'll be a reasonable understanding of what could possibly help the school district out in the best way possible. I mean, I've been in negotiations before from the president of the Rover teacher union years ago, so I've been through some of those talks before, and those are not always the most pleasant environments, but at the same time, you know, I think as long as we're keeping the students' progress and the students' surroundings and curriculum in mind, I think there'll be a great end result.
All right, Mercer County High School Principal Jules Eiser starting his first year in the school district officially on July 1st, first day of school in the Mercer County School District, August the 14th. That's Thursday. Appreciate the time, sir. Looking forward to you getting going and working with you with your time here at Mercer County.
Yeah, and you know, last night I did a little research on you there, Ty, when it came to your View from the West interview on the YouTube, and I learned a lot of things about the conference itself. I'm excited about the athletic component also, and I'm especially excited to see how the results of your softball tournament happened this weekend, because I know that it can be heated. I've been on all sides of that situation too when it comes to playing and then also umping those type of events. So best of luck into your events going on this coming weekend.
I'm excited too, man. Appreciate it. All right, sir. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you for doing what you do here.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.